Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Well, there's a part of the world that likes to do a lot of startups and starting up companies. In fact, Israel has long been a hotbed for entrepreneurs and technology. In this week's Venture Capital Wrap-Up, we've got a deep dive into Israeli startup companies. Courtney Citrin is back with us, M&A Global Data Analyst at Bloomberg, and she joins us in our Bloomberg studio. Tell me a little bit about Israel, because we do often see some amazing startups come out of that part of the world, and we have for some time.
Yeah, the law firm White & Case did an interesting study on them last quarter and noted that the most venture capital firms and startups on a per capita basis are coming out of Israel compared to any country in the world. So when looking at the startup funding environment for Israeli targets for the last 5 years, we see funding volume really accelerating here. And it's interesting to note that global VC volumes last year saw a drop compared to 2015, while Israeli VC volumes were actually accelerating here. Now,
do we know why?
So it's interesting because 4.5% of its GDP is spent on R&D spending dedicated to technology related to defense and national security, opening the door for a lot of VC and M&A. They also have a incubator in the center of their city called SOSA, which is a global network of tech innovation hubs. So this really allows a lot of VCs and a lot of startups to really get into the market here.
So it's coming from the government,
yeah.
You're saying, in terms of funding, sponsoring financially,
exactly.
Startup activity.
And looking at the sectors that a lot of these startups are in, they're specialized in transit software, car robotics, cybersecurity technology, and VR. And two companies that I really think a lot of people should be looking out for is, one, Moovit, which is similar to the Israeli startup Waze that Google bought in 2013. It not only maps on your car ride, but maps public transit routes in real time, including bus and subway systems. And the company has secured $78 million in funding and is available in all major cities in the U.S. today. And more recently, we've seen some startup players forced to consolidate in order to keep their head above water. For example, in the ride-sharing space, we recently saw GetTaxi acquire Juno, two Israeli ride-sharing companies merging together to really create more market share to compete with Lyft, Uber. So we'll see if Moovit decides to exit through an M&A like Juno and Waze.
But it's interesting to see it kind of pull everything together, right? It's not just, it's especially for transit. I think that certainly major cities could have some huge applications.
For sure.
Are they being used around the world?
Yes, they are. And another startup on the rise in Israel in cybersecurity is Upstream Security, which is the first cloud-based cybersecurity solution that protects the technologies and applications of connected and autonomous vehicles. So going off with looking at autos in a different way, utilizing their cloud-based security, threats are detected and prevented before they reach the vehicle's network. So if your car is connected to a Wi-Fi network, Upstream will protect you against a cyber attack. And as we see a lot of these vehicles becoming more advanced, more connected, and ultimately more automated, they've really become vulnerable.
This is wild. And I think this is one of the things we're all kind of, wow, great, you know, self-driving vehicles, this could be really cool. But yeah, it's cool until somebody hacks in and takes over your car.
Exactly. And one of the backers of upstream is Maneev Mobility, who actually closed its first VC fund last week for $40 million. And if you go into the terminal, PHDR is a function where we can understand who committed to this fund. So we have InMotion Ventures, which is a subsidiary of Jaguar Land Rover, a French automotive supply firm called Valeo, and Our Crowd also invested in this fund. And through this function, you can also see here that the target size was originally for $25 million, but they've exceeded that here with $40
million. Wow, so they got a lot more attention,
yeah,
a lot more funding. What else are you looking at?
So I looked at Israel, but you know, other companies on the rise. We saw Waze get acquired by Google. We saw GetTaxi get acquired by Juno. We'll see if some more ride-sharing companies in Israel lift off. But I think with Maneev's new fund coming into play now, it sounds like they're going to be investing in a lot more robotics and advanced mobility companies. So we'll see if they invest in the next couple months.
But they're all about transport technology, correct?
Correct.
And that's what they're looking to do and just pick up. And it's a lot of smaller players, right?
Yep. Very small.
That they are investing in. In terms of, in general, venture capital flows, has it quieted down a little bit over the summer?
It has. It did quiet down a little bit this past quarter in Q2. But hopefully we'll see a tick upward, given that we're, you know, fresh in Q3. But we have seen some slowness in venture capital. And if you run a function, MA space VC, we're able to kind of look at the breakdown here. You can really navigate and understand, okay, what is venture capital looking like in APAC? What's venture capital looking in Israel? And that's kind of how I was able to navigate and understand Israel.
Is it true that I'm seeing Latin America and the Caribbean? There's a lot of activity?
Yeah, a lot of activity. That activity is up. Now, keep in mind here, we're looking at pended, completed, proposed, and withdrawn deals here. So that's something to keep in mind when you are on this function. You're able to, you know, eliminate those statuses or include them. But yeah, you're correct. Latin America is up in the target region for VC.
Very cool. Good to get some you know, an update. You know, we've known Israel is a kind of a hotbed for activity, but interesting to see some of the numbers and some of the specifics behind it all. Courtney Citrin, she is M&A Global Data Analyst at Bloomberg, joining us in our Bloomberg 1130 studio on this Friday. This week's Look at Venture Capital brought to you by Eisner Amper International Tax Professionals. Multinational companies must prepare for tax reform, transfer pricing, new territorial tax system, cash repatriation, EisnerAmper.com/27 tax reform. We are just a few minutes away from the closing bell on Wall Street, wrapping up the trading week. We'll have those closing numbers for you. Also, look at some of the movers and shakers, winners and losers in the Friday trade. You are listening to Bloomberg Radio.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.